This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, I mean, I feel like I'm at the Winter Classic. I think it's Luis Fonsi's birthday, yeah?
No, this song was released on this day.
A decade ago. 2017.
This is Justin Timberlake.
This is Justin Timberlake Fonsi. Nailed it. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha, is the Fonsi Buddha happy hour. The Funky Buddha happy hour. As we learned during Who Got Funky, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is January 31st. It's going to be here before you know it. Mark it on your calendar. That is the biggest event Funky Buddha puts on all year. If you are a beer aficionado, and who isn't, you got to be at Funky Buddha on the 31st for the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
I try to tell them every year, Hawk. Because I'm a beer guy. If you really act like you like beer and you haven't been to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, you're crazy. They have taps everywhere, music, the games, the food there is delicious. I'm telling you, I guarantee you'll find about 15 beers you've never known you love that you're going to love for the rest of your life.
It is an event. Speaking about loving something that you never knew you loved, Dan Day will be at Funky Buddha tonight hosting trivia. And maybe you don't know how much you love Dan Day, but when you spend a minute or two with him, you'll find out real fast. Dan Day, trivia tonight, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You know, I've got to disable my carbon monoxide detector. The loud beeping is giving me such a headache, and I'm feeling ill and dizzy from this beeping.
Huh?
Just a funny joke I just read on Twitter. I read it on Twitter. Oh, and it was so funny. And I would have called for the Jim DeJoseph bad joke of the day, but I saw Jimmy had disappeared from the video, so I didn't know if he was in the studio or not. I had to disable my carbon monoxide detector. The loud beeping is giving me such a headache. I'm feeling ill and dizzy.
Wasn't ready.
All right, go ahead. Play the Jim DeJoseph bad joke of the day. Do you have that anywhere, Jimmy?
On the Hawk and Crowder show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
I took someone else's drink at the cafe yesterday, but I couldn't finish it. It just wasn't my cup of tea. Man went to a fortune teller. He said, "I want my palms red." So she hit his hands with a hammer. You know, whiskey may not be the answer, but it's worth a shot.
Hey.
I used to live hand to mouth. You know what changed my life, though? Cutlery.
That was good. That was good. I like that one.
Cutlery is a funny punchline. Yeah. The word cutlery.
I'm wondering if Jimmy gets all these jokes, if he knows the punchline.
I do not have the punchlines.
My son suggested I get. My son suggested. Never works. I'll start a different one. You know, there's a fine line between a denominator and a numerator. Only a fraction of you will understand this.
If that's not a nerd joke, that's a joke. Nerd
that's
joke.
A great joke.
Have you heard about that Disney virus? Makes everything on your computer go goofy.
We got Jimmy locked in.
Just looking through all my texts from Jim to Joseph, trying to find some.
What's the sun one? Not you can't tell half a joke. I want to know what the sun one was.
All right, let me find it. My son has suggested that I register for a donor card. He's a man after my own heart. We have a national championship game in 1 week.
We gave some football today now. We did football today.
For real. You know, I needed an 8-character long password, so I picked Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's silly.
My girlfriend called me, tell me she saw a fox on the way to work. I asked how she knew it was on the way to work. All right, I guess that's it. My dog ate an entire string of Christmas lights, but thankfully the vet removed them. He's delighted. All right. Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Apropos of nothing.
As that segment was.
LeBron James, Crowder's boy, will wear a special edition patch on his jersey to celebrate his record-setting 23rd NBA season. It begins tonight in Sacramento, which is the same city he made his NBA debut.
So, I'm a LeBron defender. I think that you guys are unnecessarily harsh on him all the time. This one makes my skin crawl. Like,
so lame.
It is so lame. A special patch on your own jersey. I don't understand. I just don't understand it. And again, I love LeBron. I think he gets unfairly maligned. This one has me scratching my head.
I'm writing in my notebook, remember the patch, because we're going to have a LeBron conversation, and I want to bring this back up to you. He's an attention. There's a word I don't want. I'm trying not to use. He wants is the. Okay, well, you used it. He's an attention whore. I scored this many points in the first game I ever played in with my first points was this game, so I'm going to wear a patch so everyone in the world talks about it. Attention whore type stuff. Patchgate is what I'm going to call it.
Patchgate?
It is so Patchgate. Weird, man.
The thing is,
Hawk, you're going to come around. You're going to come around, Hawk. I got years to get you. You're going to come around.
Nobody thinks this is his last season, right? Like, I can't imagine he's not going to want one of those long victory walk-offs in every stadium that he plays in. Like, he'll let it be known, this will be my last year. Just wait for your last year to do this. Because, okay, if you have a patch to celebrate your 23rd season, you're not going to have a patch to celebrate your 24th season.
Solana, he is going to have a concert at every arena he plays in his final season, before the game and after the game. And he's going to have a question and answer the day before the game and fly in early. He just wants people to listen and look at him.
But it's the 23rd season because he wears 23 and MJ wears 23. Like, it doesn't make any sense to do it for 24, right?
I guess, but he also wore 6.
No, I understand that, but that time has passed. That was yeah.
Oh, you talk about
I was trying to do the math on it, but I wasn't certain. Was it 17 seasons ago? Yeah, 17. Quick maths, not my forte.
He has a unique name. He has one of the best careers of any sports athlete in the history of time. Why does he have to do things like this to get attention?
But, like, who would come up with that? Like, hey, do you think you should wear a patch on your jersey to celebrate your 23rd season? Like, it's such a weird thing.
Him, because he's an attention whore.
I don't think so. I don't think it's him. I think the NBA comes to him and says, hey, we're going to make more jerseys with your name on it. Now this one has a special patch. So now more people go to the stores to buy this limited edition LeBron James jersey.
He needs more money? How much more money could he make from jersey sales?
The NBA wants jersey sales. I mean,
NBA, to Solana's point, the NBA probably said it. And this is a human conversation. Hey, LeBron, 23, we have a patch to put on your jersey. Yeah. LeBron could say, nah, that's lame. And they would have left it alone. But he doesn't, because it's going to draw attention to himself. He wants attention. He's one of the most attention-getting people in the history of history. And it's crazy to me. He rubs me the wrong way. I love his basketball ability. I love his fatherdom. I love his husbandom. He acts funny to me. And he'll lie.
Man, I can't wait for him to be on the pivot. Oh, my God. I need it so bad, man.
Bruh, when you broke out that patch.
Crowder literally wearing a t-shirt with the patch on it. Hawk.
Hey, man, like, I got a tattoo of your patch on my shoulder, man.
Hey, bro, Tato Chip. What's up, protein shake? I don't think he'll come on the pivot because I was so hard on Bronny. And him giving Bronny a professional career that's undeserved.
Everybody was hard on Bronny, though. You know, everybody's taking their little cheap shot at Bronny being in the NBA.
People criticize him for name dropping. I have Rich Paul's phone number. Like, I've been around those people. I don't think Bron will come on the pivot.
You guys been watching? See before if I had Mario Cristobal's phone number. I was going to try to get tickets, remember?
Call Olivier Vernon and ask for $10.
You probably do have a better chance of Olivier Vernon.
I only have one $10. Mario. I only have one Mario in my book. Would you like to guess who it is?
Mario.
Chalmers.
It is.
You have Mario Chalmers' number?
I do.
I don't have any Marios.
Ask him what he thinks about LeBron putting a patch on his jersey.
What up, Rio?
Oh, look at this. Here's some breaking news. I have some breaking news. Legit breaking news. Just have 6 more minutes of this. Florida Panthers have changed the time of their puck drop next Monday, the night of the national championship game. They have shifted it from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. So the extra hour, they say, will allow fans in South Florida to support both the Panthers and the Miami Hurricanes. So the game, Panthers game, if you have tickets, Monday the 19th, San Jose Sharks in town, begins at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m.
We've actually talked about this on the show when these games overlap, where why don't the leagues talk about it? But now I'm seeing that the teams have to decide what they want to do.
Well, the leagues can't really talk about it because you don't know when you're scheduling the league. Like, you don't go, hey, do you think you guys might be in the national championship? Like, no. I mean, that one, it's when both teams were in the finals and the leagues haven't determined the finals schedule yet, or both teams are in the conference finals and the leagues haven't scheduled the conference finals yet, and they do them on the same day instead of alternating days. That's what drives me crazy.
Yeah, and that's just a conversation. See, I'm a conversation guy. These young kids.
But you can't have a conversation at the beginning of the season when the national championship game is the 19th.
Even when the conversation comes up. When it's laid out and we say, hey, wait, let's move this a little earlier, a little later. The Panthers just moved it an hour earlier, so it can be just moved around and manipulated, but they don't do it. And all they do, that's why people don't like face-to-face conversation anymore, because it takes work.
Well, I think they do it. I just gave you an example of them doing it.
I don't like it.
The real conversation that needs to be had is college football playing their national championship game on a Monday. I still can't wrap my head around why they do this. And fine, like, you get the initial reaction on Tuesday, but college football is played on Saturday. Why don't they, like, you have Super Bowl Sunday, because the NFL is always Sunday. They dominate Sunday for the Super Bowl. Everybody gets together to watch it. These college football games, the national championship games, end at 11:30. It's too late. Just play it on Saturday. Like you play every other college football game.
I'm with that.
No, because it's always during the NFL playoffs. Or
right.
The end of, yeah. Like you
they
have
to, take
they,
over
they
Saturdays.
Adjusted it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The NFL playoffs can move their games a little bit earlier and ensure that they don't overlap
right.
with the college football national championship game.
Oh, so a conversation between two humans. Thank you.
Thank you. Your point is ridiculous.
I mean, seriously, Monday night at 8? Like,
no,
how does that have anything to do with college football? And it's too late. It's too late of a start time. I'm telling you, every year, it's 11:30. The game's still going on. And then you got to stay up, in our case, to watch the Hurricanes and Cristobal celebrate. Now it's 1 in the morning. No,
I got to drive to Starbucks on Glades just west of 95 when they win. That's where I'm banging pots and pans.
It's too early for who? Newborns and newspaper delivery guys?
That's right. Josh Appel has a newborn.
You're telling
Jordan Appel can't watch? That's their demographic?
You're telling me everybody in the United States wouldn't prefer the college football national championship game to be played on a Saturday? I mean, it's obvious.
I vote for Saturday.
It's business. There's more to do. They're out. They're doing things. They're skiing. They're
although
hunting,
I like to watch OP Live. Monday, I like to watch OP Live on Saturdays.
Monday night is the boringest day. It's the worst day. You have all the attention. There's no other show in town. Not even nationally. Worldwide, there's no show in town on a Monday
night. I got
night.
A Heat game and a Panthers game that Monday night. I was busy.
Yeah, Bam's going to score 7 maybe.
Yeah, you need all the attention for a national championship game. What are you talking? Like, they get the attention. It's figure it out, NCAA.
And we'll move it to Saturday. Put your hoof down, college football. Put your hoof down. Say to Roger Goodell, hey, we're putting the hoof down. No more Saturday night games for you when it's our night.
Human conversation. Boom.
That's no boom. It's really...
Who's going to talk to Roger Goodell?
But I don't know what
Siri? Is Siri going to talk to Roger
but
Goodell?
But I don't understand what you're saying. Human conversations happen all day. We do human conversations for 4 hours.
I'm saying.
I don't know.
So if you were,
I don't know
if you
what
were
argument
Adam Silver,
you're making. I
you're
don't
Adam
know what argument
Adam
you're
Silver,
making.
I'm Roger Goodell. Solana is Mark Emmert, NCAA guy. And we just sit down and talk like this. We'll figure all this out. But nobody has human conversation anymore.
Well, they're all doing just fine.
Also, the playoff games are on Thursday. You go Thursday, you go Friday, there was a Wednesday, then there's a Monday. Well, what the hell? College football is played on Saturday.
But we wouldn't be off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon if it was on a Saturday.
Good point. Good point.
So I vote to keep it on Monday.
Only show in town. Like Maction. Tuesday Maction, they do Tuesdays because there's no other football on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So now they get any eyes of anybody that wants to watch a football game.
Wow.
All right. Anything else?
The only
worked out well for Maction.
See, I'm an entrepreneur.
If there's one actual piece of news that you should take from this hour, the list of teams that Harbaugh is having preliminary interviews with or conversations he wants, Crowder wants
Harbaugh.
Conversations. The list of teams did not include the Miami Dolphins, but according to Barry Jackson, it doesn't mean that the Dolphins and Harbaugh won't be in contact with one another.
Harbaugh.
Hell.
Your weather in South Florida, it's not freezing just yet. It will be later this week. Right now, it's partly cloudy. It's rainy in parts of South Florida as well. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where tonight you can do a little trivia with Dan Day at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. So make sure you head on out there for that. We learned the Panthers game this hour. We learned that the Panthers game on the 19th, which is the same night as the national championship game, Panthers have moved that game from 7 p.m. till 6 p.m. Give Panthers fans a chance to go to the game and then be home for most of the Hurricanes game. Or if you want to watch them both now or listen to them, you've got more time to do both. I'm going, I told you, to Appel's house tonight. My wife and I are going to go spend the evening with Josh and his wife, Mara, and their new baby so we can meet the new baby. So what's your thought tonight? The main TV. Does it go on Panthers Sabres or does it go on Steelers Texans?
Steelers Texans.
Even though this Panthers Sabres matchup is something we've been looking forward to since Solana became a buyer of the Sabres.
Only goofball that wants to see the Sabres is Solana. You have a playoff game in the NFL.
This could be a playoff game or at least a precursor to a potential playoff matchup for the Florida Panthers. Crowder?
Who's your favorite player on the Sabres, Solana? I don't know. I got to know who to watch for tonight.
Right now, I'd have to say John Kulikowski. I'm really loving his forecheck game.
Appel had texted me. He's like, "What do you think about this? Putting the Stranger Things documentary, which dropped today, on the main TV." And having the Panthers and the NFL game on the two subsidiary TVs with no sound.
Please don't do that. That'll hurt my feelings.
Because Josh and I love Stranger Things.
What's the doc? I didn't even know.
Behind the scenes doc of the final season made by the producers, by the Duffer brothers. And like, it's a really good in-depth inside look at this final season of Stranger Things.
The little eat your face worm with the teeth in his face. That one.
That's the one.
Hawk, you're willing to admit now that you've had a week to digest that last episode, really the entire last season, kind of.
Oh, I thought the last episode was excellent. We won't spoil it, Jimmy. No spoilers. I thought the last episode was excellent. Was excellent. I thought the ending to the show was excellent. I thought the penultimate episode was lacking, but I thought the final episode was excellent.
No.
Well, maybe the Appels and the Hawkmans will be watching the doc tonight.
Man, tell little Jordan Appel come hang out with Uncle Chan because he's a grown man and doesn't watch kids' shows.
Give him a nosy. All right, before we get out of here tonight, make way for Larry Bluestein. The new year is here. Improving your health might be one of your big resolutions, but when you're tired and low on energy and not sleeping well or not seeing progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. Atlantic Men's Clinic can likely help with your resolution because those symptoms could be low testosterone. Low testosterone causes so many problems, and most guys just say, well, that's what happens as I get older. But you know what? There's treatments. Give you back your vibrancy. So if you're feeling slow and run down, just not like you used to feel, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. I wish I had started going there sooner. You know, if you don't feel like you did in your 20s or 30s, now you're in your 50s like me, do something about it. Schedule a consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic. When you go there, they do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida-licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That'll do it for us tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Homer Simpson works with the Niners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.